Welcome to Voices from ASCO, Conversations in Oncology. I'm your host, Kristen Siahian. This podcast series brings you insightful discussions with leaders from across the oncology landscape. Together, we'll explore the latest advancements, challenges, and opportunities shaping cancer care and research today. Let's dive in. I'm honored to welcome Dr. Ghassan Abualfa, a leading medical oncologist at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. We'll discuss the global impact of cholangiocarcinoma and the critical role of the CCA Summit in advancing research, collaboration, and patient care. Don't miss this insightful conversation about the strides being made in the fight against this challenging disease. Hey, I would like to welcome our listeners back to Voices from ASCO, Conversations in Oncology. I'm Kristen Siahian. I'm VP of Branded Channels here at Amplity, and I am just delighted to welcome my next guest, Dr. Ghassan Abualfa. He is an attending physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. Welcome.
Good to see you, Kristen.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your role at Memorial Sloan Kettering and what you treat?
Absolutely. So, as you know, Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center is, you know, one of the top cancer centers in the world, and we proudly take care of patients wherever they are coming from with whatever cancer they have. And we are subspecialized where we kind of like pay attention to a specific disease, and this way we kind of get the best out of the best in regard to specific illness. In my role as part of the gastrointestinal oncology department, part of the Department of Medicine, I do subspecialize in regard to biliary cancer, which include, of course, gallbladder cancer, intrahepatic cholangiocarcinoma, and extrahepatic cholangiocarcinoma, and to also the gallbladder cancer, and of course also liver cancer.
Excellent. Thank you for that. So it does appear that you have a passion around international education, and talking about cancer is just the global impact of cancer. Can you talk a little bit about how we are going to address cancer disparities worldwide?
Yeah, no, it's not a passion. It's a must. And it's an obligation on part of all of us, because after all, and let's focus on cholangiocarcinoma, which is exactly what our work is together. Cholangiocarcinoma is a global disease, and sadly some part of the world have so much cholangiocarcinoma that's really a little bit appalling how concerning it is. And I specify over here the high incidence, especially we see in South China, as well as in Thailand, Burma, and the location around. This is at, of course, many other sites, among which a serious concern about continued increase in regard to the incidence in cholangiocarcinoma in the Western Hemisphere. And there are many reasons why this is evolving, which we can talk about, but no doubt it's becoming more of a problem. Now, understandably, the issue is not really just like quote name, say a disparity. It's a requirement that we have to understand the disease, whatever it is in the world, and make sure we interpret it according to where it is coming from. To that merit, and to that matter, and to give credit, our colleagues, for example, in Thailand have worked on understanding better the genetic makeup of the disease over there. There have been some comparative work, for example, between the disease in China and the Western Hemisphere. But no doubt that ultimately it will come to one thing: can we get the access of the care to the patients and make sure that we analyze the appropriate therapies from the patient perspective wherever they are? So this really brings us to really where we start. It's not a passion, it's a must that we really expand our globality in regard to understand the disease worldwide.
Can you talk a little bit about access to care worldwide and what we can do to improve that?
Well, this is not really a simple answer. No doubt that it has a lot of complexities, but it's not like, and we have to really avoid the poor them, let's help them out. This is not right. Mm-hmm. If anything, we proudly did work in regard to liver cancer. It's not about cholangiocarcinoma, but of course we can evolve that into cholangiocarcinoma as well. We did publish that in JCO Global Oncology, and we found out that actually the access to the care in Africa that pertains to specifically the use of checkpoint inhibitors is only limited to about 5% of the physicians have access to that. Now, if you look at it, and this is especially that the incidence of liver cancer in Africa is like the second highest after Southeast Asia, you just wonder where it's going on over here. Would I say, okay, let's then just like box the checkpoint inhibitors and send them there? Absolutely not. If anything, there are many other assets that could be looked into. For example, we're trying to really find the medical-legal models that really can help us in regard to enhance that opportunities. We spoke about it at the Cholangiocarcinoma Summit last year in 2024, and of course, look forward. Hopefully, we'll have another opportunity to discuss it more in details.
I'm so glad you brought that up. It's the perfect segue to my next question for you. Amplity does host the CCA Summit,
to address biliary tract cancers and cholangiocarcinoma. I probably mispronounced that. Cholangiocarcinoma.
There it is. You got it.
I'm getting closer.
Yeah.
I would love to hear about your involvement in that summit and why you feel like it's an important venue.
Absolutely. Well, if anything, we're grateful and thankful for Amplitude to really continue to carry on that meeting. This meeting that really is kind of like relatively new, but nonetheless has been evolving amazingly well around the whole kind of environment and the spectrum of the interest in regard to cholangiocarcinoma. It's an opportunity, of course, for learning what's the latest and analyze the latest information, imply it and apply it to where it really is particularly of importance. And of course, an opportunity, especially for our junior members, being junior faculty, trainees, even students, to be welcoming to see how we all evolve in regard to the treatment of cholangiocarcinoma. This is a very purely scientific meeting, which is exactly what we need at this point in time. It's really not to go on the touchy-feely. We have to really make sure that we have robust science to really help us to evolve the disease in the right way. And this is what the cholangiocarcinoma summit is about. I am a proud member of the committee, and we've been on it from day zero. I'm proud that I have been chairing the meeting as well, and definitely look forward to our next opportunity coming up.
Well, I love to hear that. And I like that you said that it's so important now to have that hands-on, not the touchy-feely. And something really great about that conference in my eyes is that it's a collaboration between clinicians and industry. Can you talk a little bit about why that's important and what happens behind those doors at CCA Summit?
Absolutely. If anything, no doubt that, one hand cannot clap by itself. It's very important that we really understand our engagement with regard to the industry, because after all, the drugs come one way. We have to really analyze them and interpret them and, of course, give the very important objective academic opinion. And then it's going to put back into the hopefully market space in regard to the patient access. It's important to really make sure that we don't look this as being like two sides that are totally separate. They are two sides of the same coin. And it's very important collaboration continues. It's always a delight to really see what the industry is thinking and see what they are really reading, how we are thinking, to really come up with the best ideas. And we are very grateful that they continue to support efforts like the one that we are talking about at the cholangiocarcinoma summit.
That is fantastic. So I would love to ask you this next question, kind of just a very broad-based question, but Dr. Robinson here at ASCO had declared the theme of this meeting is driving knowledge to action, building a better future. And I'm just curious from your lens, what advice do you have for people? How do you take all this information and apply it on Monday morning in your practice?
Well, if anything, I'm first grateful and delighted, and I congratulate Dr. Zahn for all the effort that she's done. Actually, I've been engaging with Dr. Zahn right from day zero, and this is really where I start learning about, you know, what the kind of message for her tenureship as the president of ESCO, and this is especially now manifesting itself and celebrated in this ESCO 2025. Mm-hmm. And it's important that really we don't really kind of stay in our own cocoons in regard to what we're discovering. We have to bring it to real life. We have to really exemplify it, explain it to people, and make sure we apply it. And it's very important also, kind of like, no, not kind of like work in a way that, you know, that said this is too complex, everything can be simplified. And this is really the matter over here. A lot of information. It's not as simple as it was many, many years ago. It's a lot of complexities, but that complexity, interestingly, the art is how to simplify it. And interestingly, the simplifying the complexity is where the art is.
Thank you so much for your time today. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I hope you have a great conference.
Thanks so much, Kristen. Great. Thanks for having me. And
thank
look
you.
Forward to the cholangiocarcinoma summit.
You bet. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you. Great.
Thank you for joining us today as we amplify the voices making a difference in the fight against cancer. On Voices from ASCO, Conversations in Oncology.